watch over the brood each cycle, and he'd been chosen for this one. Though he was not precisely chosen, so much as compelled. True, he was probably the best candidate for the position, but traditionally, potential shadows were given a choice because of the psychological toll it took. He was the first one who'd been compelled to do it, as a penalty for poor behavior. He chuckled to himself at that. Speak out against the council's outdated ideals and get shoved into a dark prison. Granted, he'd have been here anyway, but at least he could have slept through the whole ordeal and let one of the others like him do the job. He'd undeniably broken the rules, as archaic as they were. Willfully broken the rules, the council had said when he stood before them on the eve of his sentence. As if the heart knew anything beyond what made it beat. Generations had passed since. The lover he'd accepted the sentence for was long dead. But the certainty didn't help quell the excitement that welled in him, knowing how close they were to the end of their confinement. What would he find on the outside? Dragon lore only spoke of vast changes in each cycle, but they were an infinitely adaptable race. Would he look for her? Her descendants? He suddenly wished that he'd had the foresight to mate with her before they'd been parted. He'd already broken one rule by falling in love with her. Why not one more by getting her with child? Oh, would that have left the council in a bind, considering the child wouldn't have been born until after the temple was sealed? But he hadn't left anything behind but regret. It happened sometimes. Young dragons breaking the rules prior to their slumber. The marked mates often died of sorrow if the dragon had no elder family to take them in. Any children of such a union would have their magic bound by the council and would grow up nameless, forbidden from acquiring treasure. They would spend their lives in service to the council, living in the ancient monastery that served as the central meeting place for their race, and the access point for the dragon glade from which the council ruled. Slavery and grief were the last things Cole wanted for a mate and a child of his own. His lover may have grieved him, but at least he'd left her with the freedom to move on. Everline. Even thinking the name after the centuries without her brought back the memories of their time together. The loss twisted painfully in his chest, sharp as a blade. The discomfort was enough to make him pause in his mindless patrol of the temple corridors. Sleep would be nice right now. Sleep would have been nice for the last 500 years, but it wasn't for him. And he didn't want to be the one who slept on the job, even if it were a possibility. At least he had the guardians for company during his daily patrols. They were the second line of defense if their temple were ever prematurely breached. So they existed in a more aroused state of wakefulness than the rest. Cole chuckled at that thought. All of them were asleep in an aroused state. Even his massive, slumbering form in the room beside the Queen's sported its own huge erection. They had to be ready when the awakening ritual began. The guardians were just the most visible. He often wondered what they would look like if the temple were actually attacked and they were forced into action. White dragons with massive erections might distract even the most determined grave robber. The thought made him laugh. How goes it, Roka? He asked, pausing on his rounds in front of his close.